Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two.
Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Bibi visited Mala and told her she hopes Kavita staying there would not cause a problem between her and Anil. June once again invited Lucille and Cecil to live with them, but Lucille adamantly refused. Cecil suggested he move in, as Lucille would be sure to follow to keep an eye on him. June discussed the situation with Dinah and told her she was happy knowing that Dinah is her biological mother. Ignatius is now on the phone with June.
Okay, June, if I think about anyone, I will get back to you. Yes, we have seen stories where people beat old people and so on. I don't think anyone will try and beat Lucille, but you never know. Bye.
That's what did June want with you, Ignatius?
If I knew any good person to be a living maid.
Oh, with your parents?
Yes, Shelley.
Okay.
I'm going to lie down for a bit.
You want company?
Shelley.
Ignatius, it's been months since you touched me, and I'm dying to hold you in my arms again.
Now is not the time. I'm tired.
So when gonna be the time? It's just so we can continue living like this for the rest of our life?
You are free to leave if you want.
You serious?
I am.
Wow.
I don't know why you are acting so surprised, Shelley. You betrayed me to the highest order.
Yeah, but I got something called forgiveness, Ignatius. Look how many times I forgive you.
I never got myself mixed up with any of your family members.
Yeah, but you're not without sin. It's only the last couple of years you had a woman with me, and I'm not even sure what's the deal with you, Uncle Reto.
Don't do that. Yes, I have been unfaithful to you, but I never bring a woman in this house and sleep with her under your nose. And a family member at that
is infidelity, regardless of who.
You slept with my nephew in my house, and you expect forgiveness for that? I will never touch you again, Shelley.
Really, Ignatius? You mean that?
Every word.
Even after you almost had a baby on me, I still continue with you.
Stop bringing that up. The child wasn't mine, and the woman wasn't a relative of yours.
So if it wasn't your nephew, but another man, you would have reacted differently?
That is what I am saying.
Wow.
You come here making demands of me, wanting me to touch you and tell you all is forgiven and everything is okay, when everywhere I turn in this house, I think about you and my nephew.
Iggy.
Wondering what room, if I was sleeping every night when y'all got up to y'all shenanigans. If I was in the living room and y'all sneak off somewhere in this house. You think this is fun, Shelly? You think it's fun imagining you with that loser I call my nephew taking your eyes and pass me right under my nose?
Nations, none of it was planned. None of it. I never meant to hurt you.
I don't care if it was planned or if you all just fall on one another by accident. What's done is done.
So what you're really saying, Ignatius? You mean all the love you had for me just done, Jessa?
Shelly, why you think you still in this house?
I don't know. Everything is just a blur right now and I am confused.
You are standing there because I still love you. And that's what make all this even more messed up!
I still love you too, Iggy. So why we just can't like go to some counseling or something? Let me try some counseling now.
I am not interested in going to counseling.
But you said before that you were willing to try.
I have already told you how I feel, and that's that.
Ignatius, please. I know plenty marriages that come back after infidelity. Why me as a woman got to suffer the worst when we both cheated?
I am not going to keep going around in a circle with you.
Ignatius, please.
Matter of fact, I think it's time we consider getting a divorce.
Here on 93.1 Real FM.
Malachi, I will never turn my back on my family.
That is not what I'm asking you to do, Alexis. But I think we need some time away.
You know how unhappy I was the last time I was in the States with you. I don't want to go into depression again.
Alexis, when we got married, you knew that I was an American and you wanted to come to the US, remember?
Yeah, but I didn't know it would be like that.
So what are you saying? You don't ever want to come back to the US with me?
I just don't want to go and leave my family without being certain when I'm coming back.
Look, we need some time away from them, especially your mother. She didn't even fall off the bed. Our son could have been seriously injured or worse because of her negligence.
Yes, I know all of them.
So let's take a break. I know I don't want your mother watching my kids anymore.
Malachi, I know it was bad. My mommy just made a mistake.
You don't make mistakes like that when you have young children around, Alexis. And what did she step outside to do, huh? Talk to a man. A man! Your mother put a man in front of the needs of her grandson, huh? I'll be damned if I let her watch my children again.
You don't think you're blowing it a little out of proportion?
No, my duty is to protect my children.
And my duty is to protect them too.
Well, if you really mean that, you would know that traveling to the US now is the best thing for them.
We can't just cut the children off from my family.
Look, I'm not saying that. I have no issue with Annie, Myrtle, and Denzel, but your mother doesn't need to have access to my children.
I'm just as upset as you. But it wouldn't be right or fair to cut my mother out of their life.
Would it have been right or fair if Ephraim had broken his neck and died when he fell?
That's not what happened though.
So you're telling me you want to wait until something worse happens?
Mommy's feeling bad.
I don't care about her feelings. My duty is to my family. I want us to leave Guyana for a while.
I don't want to leave.
Okay. Well, then you can stay here and I'll take my children.
You can't take them away from me, Malachi. They're my children too.
You're making excuses for your mother, and I can't trust you to do what's right for my children.
I am not making any excuses for her.
You could have fooled me.
I just don't want to run to America, and I don't know when we're coming back. You got your family over there, but the people who belong to me over here. You know how lonely I was the last time, Malachi.
You can finally go back to school if you want. Alexis, look, there are things you can do to keep yourself busy in the U.S. Just get to know the place.
You were so controlling the last time I was there.
And I've apologized time and time again for the way I've treated you.
Yeah.
Look, I know you love your family, but sometimes you need to break away from your family to work in your own family, to work in your marriage.
I don't want to break away from my family. It's not fair for you to ask me to do that.
I don't mean cut up all communication, but some space, jeez.
I gonna really have to think about it.
Look, Alexis, I've made up my mind, and I'm taking my children to the U.S., whether you're coming or not.
Simon, please finish the salad.
Okay, Pepper. I will finish it just now. My stomach is burning, man.
You can't just eat one set meat and barely any greens or fruits. You got to balance it.
I happen to think my diet is well.
Okay, sir. It's a good thing I discovered you with my prayers, you know.
Dad.
Oh, hi, son.
How are you getting, Malachi?
The door isn't locked.
Simon, I keep telling you, must lock the front door. One of these days, a mad person gonna just walk in this house.
Well, it hasn't happened so far. What's going on, son?
I wanted to talk to you.
Pepper, excuse yourself.
No, it's okay. Pepper doesn't have to leave.
Amen.
Okay. What's going on?
I've made up my mind. I'm heading back to the U.S. next week.
So Alexis has agreed to go?
No, she doesn't want to go.
Oh. So you're going alone and leaving her and the children?
No, she wants to stay in Guyana. She can stay. I'm taking my children with me.
Oh. But that's not right, Malachi. How you could just carry away them children from the mother?
She has the opportunity to come. I'm not going to leave my children to have her mother hanging around them.
So let me get this straight. Just because the baby fall off the bed when Katlina was supposed to be watching it, you don't want she around the child ever again?
At least not while they're still so little.
Wow.
Son, I think you're making a mistake. You shouldn't try to cut Kathleena out of those children's lives.
Dad, you don't understand how hurt I am by what happened with Ephraim.
I understand all that. But I know Kathleena. She's a responsible woman. And I know she did not intend for that to happen.
Of course she didn't. But how can you leave your baby grandson on the bed alone to go outside to talk to a man?
You see how this whole family need to fast and pray? I like how Easter is next week. I put in a special prayers for this whole family.
Take your time, son. Don't make rash decisions.
Bottom line is, I'm doing what's best in my family.
The best for your family is not you taking the children, running to America and leaving your wife here.
Simple things like that could lead to divorce. I will continue to hold you and Alexis up in prayers.
I'm not happy that I'm being fought on this, you know? I'm just a father who wants to do what's best for his children.
And Alexis is a mother who also loves her children.
Yeah, I know she loves them. And my hope is that if she doesn't come with us, then she will miss them so much that she will come.
Not a good plan, son.
Well, what do you suggest?
Pepper, bring some water, please.
You okay?
Dad?
Bring water.
I'm coming, Simon.
Dad!
My chest!
Simon!
Dad!
Ignatius, you're serious about what you said this morning about getting a divorce?
I will speak to my lawyer tomorrow. I suggest you get one too.
Ignatius, please. Please.
I don't have time for this, Shelley. My mind is made up.
Just at least we try a few months of counseling, and if it didn't work, then fine. You're free to divorce me, but please, Ignatius, not just like this.
Good night, Shelley. I'm going to my room, and I don't want to be disturbed.
Ignatius! Oh, Shelley, girl. What you do to your good marriage? All right. You make your bed, you gotta lie down on it. But I would be mad for lose me husband just like though. No. It never happened so. Hello? Yeah, good night. My name is Shelley. I got your number from Sister Patsy.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.